Absolutely. Hello and welcome, everybody, to another episode of the After Buzz podcast. My name is Nico Adjimian, your host of the After Buzz, and with me is Buzz Adams.
Got to be a shorty, guys, at least for me. I got a doctor's appointment I got to get to, so.
It'll be a
if you guys want to keep going, but in about 10 minutes, I got to.
I don't even know how you think that works. You're the one who's recording it.
I'll get up and walk right out because I got a doctor's appointment.
All right. On today's episode of the After Buzz podcast, we are going to be talking about etiquette.
That took a while for you to get there.
It really did, because I forgot what we were going to talk about in two seconds.
Well, you had it set aside as a segment on the air. Well, you said table manners.
Table manners. All right. Yeah. Surrounding etiquette.
I don't even set it at a table anymore. So.
Man, remember, if you have anything that's funny on this show and we talk about it tomorrow, bring it back up tomorrow.
Okay. See, this is a good place to test out ideas.
Yeah.
I need both of you to get your noisemakers.
Oh, I don't have one. Give me something.
Buzz, why don't you use this?
All right, okay. So you're...
Okay.
Now, this is from Esquire magazine.
Esquire.
Yes, and it is about the...
That's still a thing.
16 table manners everybody should still be doing. Number one. Dress for the occasion. Rarely is anyone overdressed, and it's much better than being underdressed. If you agree,
make a noise. Agree. Yes. I like to be overdressed rather than
Like out in public or at your own house?
I like out in public.
For events when you're around other people.
Yeah.
This is another people.
Definitely don't mind putting on a coat.
None of this applies to when you're by yourself.
No. I'm basically a feral animal when I'm by myself. I really am.
When I get home, I call it Adam Sandlering myself because just go into full-on Adam Sandler mode.
From which movie?
From his life.
From his life.
The way he just lives. Okay.
You know, he won't wear a suit for anything.
Yeah.
Number two. Stand when someone older than you comes to the table, shake their hand, and introduce yourself if you don't know them.
Boy, that's a very specific circumstance. I don't know how often I find myself in that.
No, this is about if you're at, I forgot that you think that you don't interact with other people.
If somebody, an older lady comes into the party or something, everybody make sure to, you go to them.
My instinct would be to stand up when a lady of any age comes to the table.
This is about even if an older man comes the table.
Like if my grandpa would walk into the room, we would all make sure he can sit and we would go to him.
Yeah. Sounds like Buzz doesn't agree with this one.
No.
Standing acknowledges the other person's presence and shows deference and respect. It sends the message, I see you and you matter enough for me to stop what I'm doing.
Sounds really old-fashioned.
Except if your name is Buzz. Number three. Stand when a woman leaves and returns to the table. Pull out her chair before she sits. It's the chivalrous thing to do.
The what?
Chivalrous.
Mm-hmm.
Chivalrous.
Yeah, I've heard that before, but it just seems so old-fashioned, man. I mean, when you're usually out with people, the idea of getting up and pulling the, you know, it just seems performative. So no.
No.
I have to do that for my grandma every time.
Cute.
Like, that's what... It's
nice when a guy pulls out your chair for you and waits until you're sitting for him to sit. It's very nice.
I'd always have the urge to pull it out all the way so that they the old I pulled your chair out from under you trick.
Cousins would do that.
They say at a practical level, helping with the chair actually prevents awkward bumping or scraping that might, happen from a heavy chair.
That's a good point, yeah.
Number four. No phones on the table.
Dude, if I could get that to happen anywhere, amazing.
It sounds like
it's
a losing
really
battle. I would sign on. I'd be for it, but...
For sure, it's a losing battle.
Yeah, it's a losing battle.
Everyone has their phone.
Obviously, it's a modern rule, but actually, this is just a digital descendant of older etiquette rules about not reading newspapers.
Reading comic books.
Oh my God, my parents used to be on my ass for that. No reading at the table.
No reading books or fiddling with objects at the table.
Not too long ago, because they were like... Well, you guys are always bitching at us for this. I'm like, yeah, well, my parents used to bitch at me because I was reading a book.
Apparently the
I'm
same
like,
thing.
You're reading Threads.
I 100% agree. It'd be great if we went back to a thing where or if phones could just automatically be disabled when you're sitting around a table.
And I always wondered, what the hell was wrong with me reading a book?
It divides your attention and subtly undermines the sense of shared presence.
Yeah, because I want to hear all the cheese mix that my parents are talking about at dinner.
That's what dinner is about. Presence. Number five, no elbows on the table.
I think that's a little outdated. Buzz. Neanderthal Buzz has comments on this.
Yeah, I never thought Buzz would have a comment on this one. Yeah, that's interesting.
Neanderthal. Go on.
Feral.
I say, yeah, you probably shouldn't, but I have a feeling I probably do it a lot.
Do you know why they suggest that?
Why?
I don't know. Something to do with like the Middle Ages where you could reach your sword or some shit. I don't know.
Oh, God, I forgot. It's a podcast.
Yeah, you can cuss a little. It encourages a more upright, engaged posture. But more importantly, it reduces the chance of knocking things over in tight
spaces. All of these are reasons why I eat on the couch.
So apparently, if you go back to medieval and early modern banquets,
here we go,
where tables were very narrow and just crowded with food, knives, and shared trenchers. Do you know what a trencher is, Joanna?
No, because it's a...
Nope.
It is basically a trough of food that you would have in front of you. It was like your plate.
I'm going to bring back troughs for my nephews.
So having your... having
Hey, piggies, look what I got for you.
Got your trough.
Hooey!
So having your elbows on the table, like you had a chance of knocking shit over.
Okay.
Well, tables aren't like that anymore.
True.
I mean, I do find myself with like my elbows like this a lot.
Yeah.
It helps posture. Keeping it off.
Yeah, probably.
Helps your posture.
I got a hump on my back now.
Number six. Ooh, you got a hump? Number six. No hats at the table. And don't coif your hair once you're seated.
Excuse me? Oh, coif.
Yeah.
Like, don't comb your hair?
Or coif it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's my sound to say I agree.
Yeah.
Don't coif your hair and no hats, Buzz.
You could be getting dandruff all over the salads. You know?
That is very true. Grooming at the table feels intimate and a little gross to others.
Oh, it is kind of gross, yeah.
It reminds them that hair and hats collect sweat, dust, and outside grime.
It reminds me of that scene in Breakfast Club where the chick starts doing this to her hair and like little dandruff comes out.
Ally Sheedy.
Ally Sheedy.
She's making it snow.
Yeah.
Number seven. Napkin on your lap.
Always.
Yeah, I'm aware of that.
I always do that.
Napkin on the lap.
Yeah.
We all know somebody who was here recently, don't say who it is, does the thing where the napkin goes in their shirt. Just like you see in old-timey movies.
Steve?
Steve?
I mean, depending on the meal, I'll put it in my shirt or my lap. Most of the time,
like,
it's a lap.
When I go eat barbecue, it's kind of like a given. I have to put it here.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, it makes sense. I get it.
Yeah.
Or lobster sometimes.
Or
I'll wear the lobster
give you
bib.
A bib.
Yeah,
I like that.
I noticed you didn't ring in for this, so you are anti napkin.
I just don't think about the napkin. I don't know. I just don't think about it.
That's like immediately the first thing I do.
Honestly, Buzz and a napkin, not even friends in real life. they go their separate ways. Number eight, chew with your mouth closed and don't speak with your mouth full. Everyone already saw your meal when it arrived at the table.
Oh God, I hate that. Yeah.
I'm going with that because that sounds like I'm saying no.
Yeah, that does sound like you're saying no.
True. You should have just dinged a bell. Don't you have a bell?
My mom was on my case about that all the time. Close your mouth when you eat. It's like, this is how I eat.
I
freaking hate that you do eat with your mouth open and it drives me nuts.
Because of how you eat.
I told you, I'm extremely uncouth. I recognize that.
I don't tell you anything, but it drives me
crazy.
That's
why I got all crumbs in my keyboard.
And your freaking windscreen on your mouth.
Yeah, I know, it's disgusting.
Because of how you eat, I am super self-conscious now of when I go out to eat. And it's not just you, Buzz, but like
I think I probably derailed a lot of dates on the first date.
There's
just by being such
a people who still just
barbarian about things.
Chew with their mouths open, and it's like,
my uncle and my dad are very notorious for that. So I'm very like if I'm
hey
ever,
man, I mean if I'm enjoying my food, I just don't think about how I'm.
I have a cousin. You know? Oh man, and you know,
guys,
this is her husband.
If we're, there's two more, we got to hit them real quick.
Right,
okay. Or you're going to lose me.
Oh, why?
I got to go to my doctor's appointment.
Okay. Number nine. If someone asks for the salt or pepper, pass them together, even if they only ask for one of them. This ensures that they're together if someone asks for them later.
Oh, no, yeah. I never heard of that.
No? You've never heard of that?
No, but in my culture, when someone asks for the salt, you put the salt down on the table and then give it to them. You don't just pass them the salt.
Can
like
I have
this.
Some salt and pepper? Push it real good.
Put it on the table and they can pick it up.
Next up, don't blow on hot food. Blowing on your food is considered childish and a bit crude. It can also spray tiny droplets across the table. The polite move is to wait a moment, cut the food into smaller pieces, or gently stir to cool.
Does that apply to soup as well?
Yes.
Soup.
Because I got the hottest. We were all together eating at Chinatown, and I got the hottest egg drop soup I've ever had.
Oh, my.
And I wanted to eat it because it smelled so delicious. And I should have blown on it. Oh, it like scalded the
scalded
inside
the
of
hell
my
out
mouth.
It was hilarious.
Awful. I mean, it was great, but it, you know.
Next up, transfer butter to your plate before you spread it on your bread. Let's keep the communal butter clean of crumbs.
Communal
so
butter.
If you're taking a little butter off, spreading on your your bread, and then you go back for some more butter, that's improper.
Honestly, never crosses my mind.
It doesn't cross my mind either.
It's about hygiene and consideration for everyone else using the same butter.
Okay. We're all using the same butter for the same reason.
Toast.
Because judging by all the crumbs in there.
No slouching. Use your silverware to bring your food to you. Do not go down to your food.
Well, I'm always on my case about slouching and eating with my mouth open.
Is this just making you feel
like... Yeah, this is just... I realize now it's like... This is responsible for me not getting second dates. I probably just like it's a turnoff to any civilized human being. I've apologized to everybody who had to sit there and watch me eat my food.
This is just making Buzz sadder.
I gotta go, guys.
Okay, all right. We're done. Thank you for listening to the After Buzz podcast. We'll talk to you next time.